everyone, this is Mike from Mike's Random Thoughts. So this is just a channel update. Now, it's been 1 month since my last series special, which was a look into smart cities. Now, I'm hoping that you guys all had a chance to check that out for pretty obvious reasons. Now, let me give out a huge shout out to a good friend of mine out in Australia named Wade. I actually know a couple people in Australia thanks to podcasting, and he's one of them. Now, on Facebook a while back, he had mentioned some things that got me thinking. You know, and one thing about myself is, as much as I love talking, I'm actually a very private person. And I very seldom will actually talk about my real issues that I'm actually dealing with on air or on my blogs, unless I've actually found a solution to the problem, or I'm close to finding a solution to the problem. I mean, after all, the reason why I got into blogcasting and in the first place is I love to talk to anyone, really. And I've always been known to do that. So I always let my readers and listeners know that if I disappear for a while, which I actually call dead air, chances are I'm actually dealing with some personal issues, especially if it's for any amount of length of time. Now, if you look at the time in between my shows and my blog posts together, that will show you the severity of whatever I might be going through actually is, meaning the issues that I'm dealing with. I mean, after all, we have two sets of responsibilities, okay? We have our offline responsibility, which is aka our real life, right? And then we have our online responsibility, which is like running our shows, our blogs, networking, and keeping all those things moving forward. Now, however, if you don't focus on your offline responsibilities, meaning your real life responsibilities, you're simply not going to have funding or time to focus on your online responsibilities. And trust me, these days, when everybody thinks that they're social media influencers, people drastically fail to realize one of life's most crucial life lessons, which is real life and internet, they're not exactly the same thing. Okay? Now, far too many people, if you ask me, put their actual personal information and issues online for everyone to see globally. Now, this practice, believe me, because I've done it, can be very self-destructive. And that would be self-destructive behavior. And especially when they're doing it for clout, for views, subscribers, etc., etc. A lot of that would be like your TikTok challenges or Facebook challenges and things like that. Normally things that get us going, that's really dumb. But yet they're getting like a lot of views. And you're going, what in the world? Well, that's what I'm talking about. To me, it's kind of like the new version of the one-hit wonder from the 80s. You get what I'm saying? So anyways, for myself, what have I been going through? That's the whole point of this off-the-top episode. Well, it sounds cliche, but I'm still working on stuff getting done around my house. Let me spend a couple seconds on that. I wasn't planning on it. But when you're married and you have a honey-do list, right? And she says, hey, let's actually do some real spring cleaning. I'm thinking, all right, cool, whatever. Fellas, we're talking repainting the house room by room. But I'm finally close to getting done, and it's looking a lot better than if we would have went with my initial plan anyways, if I'm to be honest, okay? Now, other than that, I've been spending a lot of time with my family and friends. Now, I've also been spending a lot of time in deep thought and prayer. Now, I've been trying to basically, you know, work out and etc. Now, I'm not doing this to actually like bulk up or get crazy big. No. I'm basically just trying to stay in shape. You know, focusing on, and I've also been focusing on fixing some bridges that I actually burnt down. And then facing reality that some of those bridges in life that I burnt down, well, they're too charcoal to mend back together. And you just got to face that and move on. So, as well with turning 40 a while back, and basically I'm in my 40s in general, I've been trying to get my health in check. Hence why I was talking about staying healthy with going to the gym, watching my diet, going to doctor's visits and all that. There's a part of when you turn 40s as a guy, you got to deal with, and I'm getting ready to have to try to deal with that. you know what I'm talking about, fellas. So anyways, I've been dealing with all that kind of stuff. And I've also been looking for work for over a year now. Yes, you heard that right, for over a year. And it looks like I finally might have found a new job. Now, granted, if you know me and you've been a listener on my show and a reader on my blogs, you know I'm not going to really state where I'm working at right away. It's going to take a minute. But eventually I will. Now, this is actually a really, really good thing because, like most Americans in our country, a lot of my stress has been economical or financial. And you know what I'm talking about, you know? So with that getting settled and with the house starting to wrap up, it means I'm going to have more free time for myself, which will mean I have more free time to create new episodes or research new material. Try to network with some people and get some live shows going. Now, this is actually starting to look very good. Now, I've been holding off on jumping on here and letting everybody know what's going on because it's been like a roller coaster up and down. You get what I'm saying? And I didn't want to deal with the roller coaster up and down. I wanted to have somewhat smooth sailing. So yes, it's kind of choppy sometimes, but it's looking like chances are everything's turning back around, okay? Hold on 1 second because there's something I got to bring up. Sorry about that, guys. Hold on. I've been dealing with allergies, so I've been trying to stay hydrated with water, and that's coffee I'm drinking right there. It helps with your sinus drainage and all that. Now, I've been asked about Malice, if me and him are going to do any live shows. Before I go into details about that, let me just state this. Due to the censorship level that I'm going through, and I have been going through with Google and Meta and etc., I haven't been able to do live shows on my channel. I've tried it, but they never work out well, and they'll give me every single reason underneath the sun, whatever I'm trying to find out why. So I started reaching out to people and asking them if they can go live for me and let me hop on their channel and do a live show with them. And Malice was always willing to do that. And but right now, he said that he's not interested in doing any live shows on his channel pretty much indefinitely from what he told me. That might change. You know how Malice is. But as of right now, that's what he stated. And again, I am very big on respecting people's privacy. So, like I said, all I'm willing to say is he's not interested in doing live shows on his channel. But if I go on somebody else's channel, he is always willing to hop on there. He said, if I go live on my channel, he's willing to hop on there. And out of respect for him, I'm not going to really spend too much more time on that or go into information about that. Because like I said, I respect people's privacy. So, other than that, like I said, he's always welcome on my show. And I'm going to reach out to him as soon as I figure out a way to do a live show naturally. And he's actually more than just, you know, like a friend of mine and all that. I've actually invited Mal out here to my house if he ever makes his way out to the States. So that, you know, that invitation will always stand there. Now, anyways, moving on back to the point of this episode. I'm still dealing with some issues from Meta, aka Facebook and Instagram. Now, I've been trying to reorganize my channels on Google and including my blogs on Facebook and my Facebook show page. Now, man, that's been a roller coaster. And I've been trying to fix issues with that, the censorship, okay, on Instagram and Facebook a lot because I was been planning on relaunching, but I wanted everything to be like people to be able to see it, you know. However, they decided they're going to still censor me. One of my accounts on Instagram is Mike's Random Thoughts number 6. Now, that's where you're going to see global news clips, articles, and etc. And they basically told me that because of an article I posted on my news blog on the show news on the show news blog on Facebook, Mike's Random Thoughts on Facebook, they censored me on there. Because of a news article they disagreed with on over COVID, believe it or not, forever ago. And on Instagram, because of my news and politics number 6 account, they basically told me that they will no longer recommend me to new users. And if you're basically typing in Mike's Random Thoughts, the search results are going to be very slim. You're not going to see much at all for my channel. They've decided to carry over the censorship. basically as far as Facebook and or Meta is concerned. So go figure on that, folks. So let me move on. Spotify. Now, I've been dealing with Spotify for a while now. The platform that I used to record my audio show on, towards the middle of last year, Spotify bought them out. Because of this, I've been very kind of like on the back burner focused on Spotify and fixing some issues with my show page there. And that's why I decided that this next season will include Spotify for every single episode that I do on YouTube. Last season, to be honest, there's some episodes that you'll see on YouTube that you're not going to find on my Spotify channel. Vice versa, there's stuff that you'll see on Spotify that you're not going to see on Google either. Now, I'm going to move on a little bit further on this off the top episode, on the show update. Google, now what is going on with that? Now, like Facebook or Meta, Google basically is still censoring my channel. Again, it's not as bad as it was before, yet, you know, because I'm still cleaning up the channel. And I have many different show channels for YouTube for numerous different reasons over the years. Hold on a second. And because of that, I'm cleaning up my YouTube channels, okay? And after all, this summer's only a couple months away, and I'm planning on relaunching the show podcast this summer. I'm not exactly sure on the date that I want to pick yet, but I know I'm aiming to relaunch on Spotify and YouTube at the same time at some point this upcoming summer. Now, I've actually been trying to clean up my Twitter or X account as well for the show. And that's for obvious reasons, right? With, you know, Elon buying it out a while back and all that. So you can actually see me post news articles on Mike's Random Thoughts Twitter page daily, as well as video clips that they'll allow me to put on there and etc. You can also find me commenting on other people's podcast show Twitter pages, as well as random news Twitter pages. I like to engage with people, especially on Twitter. Now, Telegram. There's been a lot of controversy over Telegram over these past couple years. Now, does the show have a channel for Telegram? Yes, it does have a Telegram channel. And you can actually directly message me on Telegram, and I will encourage that. Now, however, I do use Telegram basically as a way to post links and videos, as well as you will not find some of this material I posted on Telegram over the years at all, anywhere else except for Telegram. And there's a reason why I only posted that material on Telegram. The main reason should be the most obvious reason. Telegram, the founder, is extremely, extremely big on free speech. Both ways, whether he agrees with you or not. I just watched a whole interview that he did with Tucker Carlson. I highly recommend it. It was very informative, and it actually basically made me reevaluate Telegram and get back on Telegram. So, if you have Telegram already, you should already know that it is actually right now voted as the fastest growing messaging app on the market. As well as, like I said, he is big on free speech. He has turned down Mark Zuckerberg. He has turned down Jack Dorsey. And he has also turned down different government agencies that wanted to buy him out. I'm talking about the founder. I learned all of this in that Tucker Carlson interview. Again, I highly recommend you watch that. It's very informative. And I guarantee you, it's going to make you want to get on Telegram after you watch it. Now, why has Mike Random's Thoughts appeared on Reddit? Now, if you know me, because I know it's an older app, okay? You know that I love to talk. I love to type. And I'll be honest with you. A lot of people said, man, do you even type out all that? That is so long, what you typed. Well, I was going through blogging apps, and I rediscovered Reddit, and I decided to relaunch on there. And basically, I am enjoying it so much. I enjoy just basically scrolling and commenting on Reddit. And yes, the show is on Reddit. In fact, I actually have a main show page on Reddit, as well as a true crime blog. If you're a true crime fan, you're going to want to subscribe to Mike's Random Thoughts True Crime Blog. I post stuff on there pretty much daily or every other day, and I basically try to post threads. And when I do that, it's going to be the whole thread, okay, that you're going to see. All right there. So you're not going to have to go from site to site. You're going to see it all basically right there on that one blog page. Now, will I be making more on Reddit? Absolutely. I'm actually planning on replacing some of my other blogs with Reddit. And I've already been in the process of starting to do that. That is basically how much I'm actually enjoying that app in general. It's just awesome, in my opinion. Now, there is a reason why I'm saying that there's going to be material that you're not going to find on there, and I'm basically going to move a lot of the show's materials onto Reddit. I have reasoning for that, okay? Not all of it, but majority of it, okay? So here pretty soon, there's going to be three primary pages you're going to be able to find the show information on. Now, blogging news updates. That was part of Reddit, by the way. I wrote all this out because I'm going to type all this out in a little bit. Now, I've actually decreased my news apps and intake recently a lot, okay? And at one point, folks, I'll be honest with you, I had over 40 different news apps, mainstream news apps and underground news apps and global news apps, over 40 of them that I was using like daily, okay? And getting information from daily. And that's different countries, this country I live in, and everything. And basically, I would recirculate those news articles and blog posts onto all my blogs, okay? And I want you to understand something. The intake of the information that I was doing, the intake of the information that I was taking in, because this is a lot of news apps I was reading daily, okay? You're talking hours worth, and then resharing, hoping that people will see what's going on, not just in my country, but across the globe, because I'm very big on telling people, if you want to know the truth about what's really going on right now in this globe, you need to go to the horse's mouth. You need to go to these countries and actually talk to them directly, or people from these countries, like, message them when they're from these countries. Hey, I heard this is going on. Can you let me know what's going on? The local people will probably tell you. Now, I had a realization the other day, though. Okay, I was outside watching my kids play, and I had this sudden realization come over me. You know, these global conflicts, and if you know me and you know the show, you know I very much focus on news and politics, and I always have. But let me just tell you something. These global conflicts, they're going to get so much worse before they get better. I'm sorry to let you know that, but that's a fact, okay? Now, diseases that you're hearing about, believe me, they're going to get worse because they've been experimenting with biological warfare for a very long time. That's why diseases are going to get way worse. You're going to get reemergence of old diseases, and they're going to claim they don't know why. But the reason why is they've been experimenting with biological warfare, like I said, for a very long time. That's one of the reasons why it's going to get extremely worse, okay? Now, famines. Yes, famines are actually going to get worse as well. You're going to see a lot more droughts, both in water and food. And you're going to see a lot more people hogging resources as well. I'm not just talking about regular people like myself and you guys and your neighbors. I'm not just talking about that, okay? I'm talking about, like, the rich people. They're going to be hoarding even worse than what they did at the beginning of COVID with toilet paper and all that kind of stuff, okay? And ultimately what's going to end up happening is society will basically slowly start to crumble farther apart than what you might think that it already is. I hate to break it to you. It's going to happen. People, they're going to become increasingly more violent, both towards themselves and towards other people. When I say themselves, what I'm meaning is they're going to become more reckless and they're going to become more violent towards other people. Why do I have this type of thought process about that? Well, a lot of it, I'm sure you're shaking your head, some of you, but yes, it is based on my religion. It is based on my faith. It is based on the fact of where I feel like spiritually we're at right now in the globe, because we're in a spiritual warfare right now. And that's the reason why I said those situations are only going to get worse, okay? Now, I'm not saying that I am not going to post news articles or videos or anything like that. It's obvious I'm going to. It's part of the show. It's part of the show I enjoy doing. So yes, I will keep doing that. Now, saying that, I am drastically going to decrease the amount that you're actually seeing. In fact, I'm sure a lot of you have already noticed that. Okay? I'm doing this because I wanted to decrease the amount that I'm intaking. And believe it or not, there's a part of me that wanted to decrease the amount that you guys are intaking. As the saying goes, too much of anything is bad for your health, okay? I want you to remember that. Now, if you listen to my show over these past couple years, you often hear me say this, that too much of anything is actually bad for your physical and mental health and spiritual health, whether that be television, food, alcohol, caffeine, drugs, working out, reading, self-conclusion, anything and everything. Too much of it will become self-destructive and become a problem, okay? Now, this time period that we're living in, our smart devices, meaning our telephones, right? They literally make everything happen in nanoseconds. Have you ever realized that? Now, everything is actually linked. Your cell phone is linked to your television, okay? It's also linked to your thermostat in your home, your heating and air, your lighting, your security cameras, your washing machines, your refrigerators, your dishwashers, your pool, everything in some cases, okay? So do yourself a favor and decrease your newsfeed immediately if you can. Now, because think about it. You're getting news updates everywhere you look. It doesn't matter what you do. It's everywhere you look because of how they designed technology, okay? Hold on a second. All of these news updates that you're seeing, they're actually designed to get you upset. Trust me on that with the headlines. Now, often they do this before you even leave the house. Okay, look, can we face facts? I personally feel, and I'm sure there's going to be people out there that's going to disagree with me, but I personally feel like World War III is on the brink of starting officially. I'm saying officially because it's already been started unofficially for quite some time now. So pay attention to the news. Yes, definitely. Do not ignore it. Pay attention to it. All I'm saying is decrease the intake so it doesn't consume your life, because it's crucial that you do so. I mean, even changing your television habits can be beneficial to you. I mean, I actually have been watching older television for over a year now, okay? Why did I do this? Because they're putting the agendas, the political agendas, into the television shows. You know, like all the political news statements and agendas and etc. They're putting into family sitcoms or putting it into all the different television shows. And how are they doing that? Thanks, Patriot Act. We have two presidents I can think of mine when it comes to the Patriot Act. That would be George W. Bush Jr. and Barack Obama. Both of them have done horrible things through the Patriot Act. One of those things is make spying and propaganda perfectly legal. And that's why you're seeing so much propaganda being put into television shows and everything else. Think about it. You even see the news right now when you're pumping gas. So say you didn't feel like seeing it whenever you woke up. By the time you turn on your car, you're going to be hearing it. By the time you get to the gas station, you're going to be seeing it. You're going to be seeing it at the gas pump, and you're going to be seeing it inside somewhere. Again, you need to decrease your intake on it for your social well-being. Now, I've actually been planning basically to relaunch on Spotify and Google, like I said earlier, this summer. Now, I'm actually hopping onto Reddit as well and other blogging pages. Now, I'm paying attention to all that, and basically what I'm doing is I'm decreasing in some areas, increasing in other areas, and trying to clean it all up at the same time before the show relaunches in just a matter of, like, I don't want to give a time frame out there. I really don't. But just, like, literally, just a couple months from now. And whenever that happens, you know I'll be announcing, like, you know, different episode titles very, very soon. And I'm already working on different ideas as that happens. And I want to tell you some of them, okay? One of the episodes that I want to do is on Antarctica. Now, when it comes to the area of Antarctica, however, though, meaning subject matter, I haven't fully decided what area that I've decided that I'm going to do, because there is just so much to cover when it comes to Antarctica. I've been looking into it for the past 2 months off and on, and I mean, you're talking about a rabbit hole? Man, that's a rabbit hole that will just get you to keep going and going and going. It just gets deeper and deeper and deeper. So, I got to determine what area of Antarctica I'm actually going to sit down and write about. But I'm planning on doing that here pretty soon. And you know what I mean by that. I mean literally here pretty soon. And then I also am thinking about doing an episode on eugenics. And that's because eugenics is like the world's number one twisted science. Okay, it simply is just horrifying. If you want real life horror, look up eugenics and look up the early history of eugenics, especially in warfare. It's going to freaking have your mind just exploded open. It is a twisted science. And believe it or not, some of the world's most sickest and twisted people were pure eugenics. Adolf Hitler was a eugenics. Stalin loved eugenics. Jeffrey Epstein loves eugenics. A lot of those type of people love eugenics. Because eugenics is their way of trying to create the ultimate race, the ultimate species, the ultimate person in every single which way. That's what they're trying to do. Basically, short handle, play God. So will I be touching up on an episode of eugenics? I am very determined to try to do that, yes, at this point. Now, I think I'm basically going to wrap that up for this little channel update and blog update for everyone. However, again, look forward to this summer. The show will be fully back up and running. In the meantime, keep doing what you're doing. And I hope everybody took my advice the last couple episodes when I said focus on your faith, your family, and your health. And believe me, everybody, you can expect me to be back very soon. And you can expect me to see, like, my fellow YouTubers here pretty soon. By the way, man, I see you guys going live. It's just a matter of when I can hop on and when I can't. I'm at that point right now. It's almost summertime, but it's not quite summertime because of the time frame of where I'm at. Like, right now it's like 11:20-something. And I'm getting ready, you know, naturally think about lunch and all that. So, due to the time frame of different people I know is why I haven't hopped on more live streams. I do attend to. I know I've said that in the past, and I'm sure there's people are going to be like, Mike, it sounded like a broken record. And I get that. That's the reason why I've held off on doing this off the top episode for so long. I wanted to wait until I could say that it's actually looking better for me to be doing more episodes on a regular basis, as well as trying to appear whenever I can. And I didn't want to do it off the top until I basically could see some type of light at this end of the tunnel that I've been going through. And that's why it's taking me over a month to do this. I didn't want to just blow hot air. So that's what this off the top has been about. I want to give a huge shout out again to Wade. He kind of got me thinking about this, man. You know, he said, look, I get it. You're a private person. But how could anybody help you if you don't let anybody know what you're going through? And I get it. But due to safety measures and the way society is and all that, that's the reason why I'm such a private person. And honestly, if you people that's known me my whole life will even tell you that, yes, I talk a lot, but I'm also very private about what I talk. I'm very selective, basically, on what I choose to talk to people about and who I might talk about those issues with. And that's just me being protective of my personal issues. However, like I said, a lot of that has been economical, and I didn't want to get on here and say the same thing everybody else is. You know what I mean? So I wanted to try to fix the issue, and that's what I'm saying. Hopefully, with this new job, my financial situation will start to get better. It's looking like it definitely will be. and there's definitely a chance that it can be. And then I'm wrapping up. I got like a couple more bedrooms that I got to finish painting with the old lady and all that kind of stuff. And the house stuff will be, you know, wrapped up. But anyways, like I said, I am still planning on doing Antarctica. I want to do one on eugenics. And I do want to hop on somebody's live stream whenever I see them go live. I'm just waiting on a good time for me to be able to do that. Right now, lately, it's just been, it normally happens around dinner time and all that. So I can't hop on, and I don't want to talk to everybody with like kids screaming in the background. I get it. Everybody's cool with it, but you know, I find that awkward. And it's hard for me to focus on talking to everybody whenever I got like all my kids running around and stuff. So that's why I haven't hopped on the live stream yet. I'm waiting for a good chance, and hopefully this summer it definitely should be that chance. So you guys, Mike's Random Thoughts should be fully in gear this summer. That was the whole point of this blog post, this channel update, to let you guys know the show will be fully up and running, and hopefully it'll be this summer. The exact date I will announce soon. I'm not going to give one now, and I'm not going to speculate how soon. I'm just going to say very soon is my goal. And that's the reason why I decided to hop on here and let everybody know what's going on. Again, this has been Mike's for Mike's Random Thoughts. Everybody have a great day, and I'll see you guys around real soon.